I'm Robert Siegel. The Amish are known for their commitment to old technology. They prefer a horse and buggy over a car. They won't use zippers in clothing. And most do not want their houses connected to the electrical grid. Outsiders often assume that the Amish reject all new technology, but the reality is more complicated than that. NPR's Jeff Brady explains why, and he begins our report in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
We're going to start by blowing apart that assumption about rejecting new technology.
See, I gotta see who called here.
This is an Amish man checking his voicemail.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
Yeah, good morning, Port Sam, yeah.
The phone belongs to a farmer named Sam. He doesn't want his last name on the radio. In some Amish communities, using your full name in the media is considered showing off or trying to speak for all Amish. Like many Amish, Sam is still deciding what technologies he's comfortable with. Donald Craybill is a professor at Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. He recently co-authored a book that includes a chapter on Amish technology. Craybill says most of us think that the newest technology is automatically a good thing.
The Amish don't buy that. They are more cautious, more suspicious, wondering, is this going to be helpful or is it going to be detrimental? Is it going to bolster our life together as a community or is it going to somehow tear it down?